Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking to Bill Beame. He's on with us. He got footage of what's clearly Timothy McVeigh. A professor who's an expert in this did a voice print analysis, that is a cadence test, and said that it is conclusive that he would testify in court that it is the same person as Timothy McVeigh. Then there was also analysis done of the face, wasn't there?
Not too much about that. I know they do a thing where they look at the position of the pupils with the tip of the nose or something, but anything as far as the features on the face went, and specifically on the teeth. Now,
it's a biometric measurement, and you can clearly, and of course, human eye, the brain knows how to do this. That's how you recognize somebody. I look at it, it's the eyes, the same nose, the same teeth. It's McVeigh.
Yeah, McVeigh's your two front central teeth. They're called your central incisors.
He's got bunny rabbit teeth.
Yeah, and McVeigh, they go straight down. Now, the teeth on either side of those two central teeth are called your lateral incisors. In McVeigh, they slant in. This is very noticeable in photographs where he smiles, and it's there in the photograph of the soldier in the tank, too. I mean, there's no question it is McVeigh.
No, there's no question that it's McVeigh. This story is going to have a huge effect because this just adds, you know, now since you learned the truth about Oklahoma City and all the evidence of the other U.S. government agents involved and McVeigh clearly being the patsy, and then McVeigh is drooling on the side of the highway saying, I've got a chip in my butt. Remember that?
Yeah,
I mean, clearly, I don't believe he really had one. That was like some mind control trigger. I mean, this is a bizarre story.
And then
the admitted top mind control doctor, Jolyon West, I mean, this is mainstream news, was his federally appointed doctor?
Yeah, and a good point about the going to Hustler was, you know, Hustler was the last place I went to. I tried, let me tell you, I went to 60 Minutes and 2020 and Nightline and Frontline and Chicago Tribune and on and on and on. And for the people that would look at what I had, I'd give them the video, I'd give them the blow-ups, the captures from the video, I'd give them the forensics report, I would give them everything I had, just like I gave you, and maybe a week or so later, I would get everything back, and I would get a statement from them saying, we choose not to follow this, or we choose not to get involved with this subject. Or, I'm not going to name any names, but I went to somebody at a large newspaper here in Chicago. He looked at everything, and the first thing he told me, and the next week was, he says, oh, no, I checked with the military, and McVeigh wasn't in the military. And I said to him, you're looking at the pictures yourself. I saw him the next week after that. He handed everything back to me, and he says, look, I'm sorry. It is McVeigh. I know what you're saying is true, but I can't help you. I don't know who can.
And who was this reporter?
Well, I don't want to give his name. He was with one of the major newspapers here in Chicago. You know, I don't blame these people
personally. So they know. I mean, so they're point-blank agreeing with you but saying we can't do it.
Yeah, they were afraid. They were afraid. And I went, let me add this too.
Well, I'll tell you what they should be afraid of is living in a society where everybody's afraid. When you have a society of cowards, then you better be afraid of what's going to happen.
Sure.
You see, I'm afraid of not standing up. I'm afraid of what happens if you're a wimp. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, again, I went to lawyer after lawyer after lawyer just before I knew it was McVeigh, just trying to seek some, how do I handle this? What am I supposed to do? And at first they'd just think I'm a kook, and then when I'd bring in all the information and I videotaped cars following me and I got the license plate numbers and I have all this, and then once they were convinced themselves that it was true, they would just hold up their hand and say, nobody here can help you. And that's all I heard for years from lawyers.
Well, the publication you got this in is known for breaking huge national stories. This is going to go big. We're here trying to ensure that happens. And with the video you gave us, which is a total exclusive, folks, it's going up on the web real quick. And it looks like we might have some internet attacks going on right now, so that's another indicator.
It's
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bill Bean had the voice analysis done by one of the top experts in our country on it by a professor out in Utah. And he said he'll testify in court. This is the voice of Tim McVeigh. Now understand, they're inside an armored vehicle with the engine running. But still, they were able to analyze his 60 Minutes interview before his, quote, execution, integrated with this. And it is conclusive. This is Tim McVeigh. And then you look at the video of it. I mean, it's him. You know, he's got the bunny rabbit teeth with the teeth beside those going inwards. He's got the same eye, same eyebrows, same face. He's just a couple years younger than the guy that we saw arrested in 1995. This was 1993. Here is a 20-second clip.
So what's your job?
What's that?
What's your job?
I'm a parts clerk.
You're just parking this one, huh?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
And boy, you see him. He is upset on the video. And there's more of it. We're going to put the video up on the web, the stills, the photos, all of it. But this meshes with the state police, the FBI agents, everybody we've talked to. He was in a covert government operation. Supposedly, he thought when he got hired out of the military to infiltrate white supremacist groups and others. Then he's on the side of the road, drooling when the state police pick him up minutes after the OKC bomb went off. And we have video, and we've talked to the FBI agents who saw the video of these Arabs with McVeigh. Then we know who those Arabs are because they got picked up by police, and the police were already surveilling them. The state police were, and we have that footage of Al Husseini, Hussein, and others who were clearly trained by the U.S. government in the 80s, brought back in by Bush Sr. in the early 1990s, and part of some larger black op operation. I've got my next guest lined up, and I really appreciate you coming on, Mr. Bean. Any other key points you want to close out with that's clear? We'll have to do a part two and have you back on so we can take questions from the audience maybe later this week or next week if you've got the time, sir.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
I mean, any other points or facets that we missed that you haven't covered?
Well, the one important thing here is that nobody I went to was interested in dealing with this at all.
And you said that major national publications said, we know it's McVeigh, it's too scary, we're not going to talk to you, but Hustler, the last place you went, did.
Yeah, I went out to L.A., and I called Hustler on the phone. I said, I've got the videotape Tim McVeigh, blah, 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 and all this. And I said, do you want to see it? And they said, can you be here in 45 minutes? I was there in 45 minutes, and they had a room full of people sitting there, and they had me replay it over and over and over and over again, and they asked me, what's the significance of this? And I gave them the explanation like I have to you, and then they didn't just take my word for it, because they spent months on their own investigating this to make sure everything I was saying was true.
They just interviewed me and Dr. Stephen Jones on 9/11. And they spent months vetting it and months calling us and months wanting this and months wanting that. And I've never seen media do this with me before. And I've been interviewed by hundreds of newspapers, hundreds of magazines, 50-plus times national TV. I've never experienced this type of vetting. So, I mean, you've got to, despite...
You've got the credit that they're due there for what they are doing. That's what I say.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on. This is a huge report. Thank you for sharing the video with us. We'll be exclusively posting that in the next couple hours up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much. And
Alex, I love your show. I love your show, and I think it helps a lot across the nation. I do.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you, and Godspeed. And perhaps I could get you back up maybe for part two on Friday or something?
On Friday? Yeah, I'd be able to do that on Friday.
Okay, well, I'll have my producer get in touch with you.
Great. That'd be perfect.
There goes Bill Bean, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't know why he was being harassed, didn't know all the stuff was happening, and then one day they're there watching old video they'd shot, and there's McVeigh. And he still didn't know exactly. He just knew that's important. And then he found out he'd been out of the military for a year and a half. This is at a demolitions, specializing in demolitions base, and there's old McVeigh right there. Then the BATF, even the History Channel has reported, was practicing blowing up Ryder trucks in the desert, what was it, Arizona, in the 6 months before. And then the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, runs up to the local doctor, who later died mysteriously, and the police officer that... Terrence Yakey, Cop of the Year, he was killed, he was murdered, tortured to death, because he was reporting the BATF ran up in full bomb gear and then demanded the doctors patch them up and claim they'd been on the ninth floor. And being a good cop, Terrence Yakey said, something's going on here. And boy, they stabbed him and tortured him for hours. And then had the nerve to call it, all those stab wounds all over his body, bound hands, handcuff marks. He called his partner minutes before he disappeared and said, I'm being followed by a car full of feds. And we've had some of his colleagues here on the show, police officers in Oklahoma, saying the feds killed him. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. I apologize to our illustrious guest, an amazing individual with so many letters I can't even begin to tell you, Francis A. Boyle. A scholar in the area of international law, human rights, Professor Boyle received a J.D. degree, magna cum laude, and Ph.D., degrees in political science from Harvard University prior to joining the faculty at the College of Law. He was a teaching fellow at Harvard and associate at its Center for International Affairs. He also practiced tax, international tax, with Bingham, Diane, and Ground in Boston. And it goes on forever. He, of course, instrumentally was involved drafting the Biological Anti-Terrorism Act of 89. Also, American implementing legislation for the 72 Biological Weapons Convention. He was on the board of directors for Amnesty International. I can't say enough about him. And a month ago, I got this book. I meant to give it to my producer. I forgot it was on my desk. And just today, we noticed, hey, we've already got his book, or one of his many books, Destroying World Order. I should get him on just about this. U.S. Imperialism in the Middle East Before and After September 11th. Francis A. Boyle, and he's also written another book on biowarfare and terrorism on the subject of the anthrax attacks, and he's going public saying that it's got inside job written all over it right out of Fort Detrick, Maryland. And thank you so much for coming on, Doctor.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex, and my best to your listening audience, and keep up the good work. I don't listen to you during the day or anything. I'm kind of busy, but I do periodically get reports on the Internet of important interviews you've done, and I try to look at them when I get home at night.
Well, we're glad that we're contributing, but not as much as you are in this area of the anthrax. For those that may forget, this was 5 years ago. 67% of adults over 40 don't even know what year it happened. So perhaps we should go back and recap what on the surface happened and then go through why you're questioning the official story.
Right. Well, after the attacks on September 11th, the Bush administration tried to ram through the USA Patriot Act right through Congress that, you know, basically would have, if not already, has set up a police state. And we know for a fact that the Patriot Act had already been drafted and was sitting on Ashcroft's desk as of September 10th. Now, Senators Daschle and Leahy were holding it up because they realized what this would lead to. Indeed, the first draft of the Patriot Act, they would have suspended the writ of habeas corpus. And all of a sudden, then, out of nowhere, come the these anthrax attacks. And at the time, I didn't know myself precisely what was going on, either with respect to September 11th or the anthrax attacks. But then the New York Times revealed the technology behind the letter to Senator Daschle. A trillion spores per gram, special electrostatic treatment so it floats in air.
This is ultra high tech.
This is super weapons grade anthrax that even the United States government, in its openly proclaimed programs, when we had one before Nixon, had never developed before. So it was obvious to me, based on the work I had done drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, and that act actually was passed unanimously by both houses of Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr. It was obvious to me then that this was from a U.S. government lab. There's nowhere else you could have gotten that. So immediately after reading that New York Times article, I did call a very high-level official in the FBI who deals with terrorism and counterterrorism, Spike Bowman, whom I had met at a terrorism conference at the University of Michigan Law School where we both spoke, and there was a panel there on biological weapons. I was not on that particular panel. I gave another paper. But he was aware of the work I had done in this field. And I immediately called him, and I went through the history here, and I said, look, the only people that would have the capability to do this were people working for U.S. government programs on anthrax, and with access to probably a biosafety lab 3 or 4, maybe 4, given how serious this was, lab. And I explained to him the reasons for my, you know, my opinion. And I believe he took me seriously because he knew I was an expert in the field. And, of course, people had been killed, and Congress was shut down, which, in my opinion, is a political crime. After I hung up, I then realized that I had a list of all of the biological warfare contracts, all the contractors, and all the labs, and all the names.
Stay there. We've got a break. We've got a break. And then there's also that congressional study that was funded of how to send weaponized anthrax to the mail. We'll be right back with Dr. Boyle.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Our headline was U.S. government biological weapons legislator says 2001 attacks, anthrax attacks, part of government biowarfare program. Expert says FBI covered up the plot to attack Congress, which may have been perpetrated by the same people who carried out 9/11. And so, you know, he's literally written our biological weapons treaty, written other, serious laws that were then, I guess, coupled with treaties would be more exact. And clearly, I mean, we were saying super weaponized, because I just went up and looked when the attacks were happening at the basic public stuff available, and that, you know, only super weaponized anthrax would be having these type of, effects. When it gets on your skin, you get it. I mean, normally you'd have to breathe, you know, the classical anthrax out of some barnyard, and then it wouldn't still have those numbers of kills. But then the FBI said, no, somebody with a bucket could make this. This is low tech. But let's go back to our guests and walk through this for everyone. And then the White House on Cipro, and just it goes on and on. And they make money off the drug that supposedly treats it. Please continue, Dr. Boyle.
Right. So I was having the conversation with Marianne Spike Bowman, the very high-level official in the FBI dealing with terrorism and counterterrorism. And after the first conversation where I explained to him who was behind this, it then occurred to me that I had a complete listing of all contractors doing anthrax work for the Pentagon. And I have that book here in front of me. It's called Final Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement, Biological Defense Research Program, April 1989. So I called him back, and I said, look, I have the names and the labs right here of everyone involved in anthrax work for the government. And I went through all the names, the contracts, and the labs for anthrax work. And I said, now, obviously, it's been updated because the Clinton administration began to get heavily back into bio-warfare. But I'm sure you could get the most recent contracts from the Pentagon. And then we also know, this is what I told Bowman, that the CIA is back in bio-warfare research, and specifically on anthrax, because that book by Miller and Broad from the New York Times had just come out that previous summer. So Bowman told me that, well, the FBI was working with Fort Detrick on this matter and was coordinating with them. And I specifically said, look, Fort Detrick could really be the problem here.
And it turns out that's exactly who. We're working with the fox in the henhouse very closely. He's advising us.
Right. So I said, you know, you could have a situation where someone who was on the reservation is off the reservation. So he said, well, he passed this along to the appropriate people.
So at first you're thinking it's somebody rogue in the government, but then you start seeing an overall pattern of a cover-up.
Well, what happened then, soon after I had informed Bowman of this information, the FBI authorized the destruction of the Ames anthrax culture database in Ames, Iowa.
That way you can't find out which strain was sent to find out who developed the larger breed of it.
That's correct. And clearly, for the FBI to have authorized the destruction of the Ames anthrax collection, that was obstruction of justice, a federal crime. That collection should have been preserved and protected as evidence, because it
later that's like fingerprints.
Out.
Explain that, Doctor. I mean, that's the fingerprints.
Right. That's the DNA fingerprints right there. Where it later came out, of course, that this was Ames strain anthrax that was behind the Daschle and Leahy letter.
And yeah, so it later comes out that they're destroying the exact strain from the exact place. Oh, but it's all an accident.
Well, it's not just the strain, but this is where it originated. That is, the whole collection was out there at Ames, and that's why it was called Ames.
Sure, sure.
So everything gets destroyed. So I was originally hired here to teach criminal law, which I taught for a number of years. I still do criminal defense work.
It's simple. In the middle of a massive criminal investigation, they go right to the key source of evidence to catch who did it, and they destroy it.
They destroy it, right. And so at that point, it was very clear to me that what we were dealing with here was a cover-up by the FBI. And later on in my reading the Griffiths book on 9/11, it turns out that Griffiths pointed out that Bowman was the same FBI agent who sabotaged the FISA warrant for the Mousawi computer. I was unaware of it at that time.
So you didn't know you were talking to the devil.
Well, I wouldn't say it was the devil, but I didn't realize he was the guy who had sabotaged the warrant for the FISA warrant for Mousawi's computer that could have prevented the terrible tragedies of September 11th.
You're right, Doctor. You weren't talking to the devil. You were talking to one of his top generals. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me just throw something out here concerning the anthrax. We reported here from sources in Washington that the White House, much of the cabinet, and Bush's employees, staff, were on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. Ari Fleischer, in a press conference months after, did admit that indeed the president and much of his cabinet were on Cipro on September 11th. That is 3-plus weeks before anthrax popped up in Boca Raton, Florida, at American Media, the place where they'd written the story and gotten the photos of the drunk Bush daughters, reportedly had more, but the archives got seized because they'd been salted with anthrax. The feds said Daschle and other enemies get it. Other enemies in the media get it. It creates a total hysteria. Much of the Capitol office buildings are shut down. We're going to walk through that with a real expert who's written a book on the subject and who helped write our biological weapons laws, Dr. Francis A. Boyle, who we're really honored to have on with us. We look at motive, then we look at how they tried to cover it up, and then we look at how they now claim that, oh, you can breed this in your basement and anybody can do this. I mean, let's walk through it. Let's go back to where you were at, Doctor, talking about you discovered that this FBI agent you're talking to is the one involved in other cover-ups. Please continue.
Right. Griffith's books on 9/11, which I take it you probably had him on, David, Professor.
Oh, yeah, many times.
And he, as I was reading through his books, he identified Bowman, the same guy I was dealing with, this very high-level official at the FBI on terrorism and counterterrorism, as the exact same FBI agent in Washington who had sabotaged the FISA warrant request from the office up there in Minneapolis to get access to Musawi's computer. And if they had access to Musawi's computer, they very well might have been able to head off September 11th.
Sure, and we have the other agents saying they were told, do not investigate this in Phoenix, in Chicago, in Dallas, and I've even interviewed some of those agents. And then after the fact, they were told they'd be arrested if they told the press what they knew. And FBI agent Robert Wright on national television on C-SPAN said, all I can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Right. So Bowman was the same guy, and as Griffiths pointed out, later on he was promoted and given a decoration. And as I suggest in my book, I guess he was promoted and given a decoration because he did such a fine job on Musawi's computer and also on the anthrax. Now, this pattern of behavior repeats itself. As you know, about a year ago in February, the Bush administration puts up a renewal of the USA Patriot Act, which was expiring in accordance with its terms after 5 years. And again, it was being stalled and delayed by Senator Russ Feingold and others in the Senate. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, censors in the U.S. Senate House office, Hart office building, begin to go off and detect a nerve agent. And you probably recall this from last year.
But and let me stop you there. Let's go back to what they did. A lot of Americans and people listening globally will forget what they did with the anthrax attack in October of 2001. They shut down almost the entire complex, and it was just a feeling of hysteria and siege then.
Right, and that is then how they rammed through the USA Patriot Act itself, because the opposition by Senator Leahy and Daschle, whom they tried to kill, disappeared. And so they rammed it through, and indeed, even the House itself officially shut down. I believe probably the first time in the history of this republic. The Senate refused to shut down. And basically, I say then that this is the greatest political crime ever in the history of this democracy.
Well, I agree. Now Bush, this is key, though. Now Bush has been using his executive force over the federal marshals and Capitol Police, and now we've seen on TV, remember when the backfire happened with a car, and so they thought it was a shooting, and guys running up with guns on national TV telling senators and House members, no, you're not doing an interview on TV outside the Capitol. Move and move now. Now these little nobody goons are above our representatives.
Well, that's right. And again, what happened, the same pattern of behavior came up with the renewal of USA Patriot Act in February 2006.
Well, that's my point, is we see executive sharks circling the legislative now, claiming this authority, while meanwhile in the Military Authorization Act of 2007, in the Military Commissions Act, we also see them claiming a dictatorial power. So we see them exercising it with signing statements, executive orders, exercising it physically with federal forces, exercising it in everything they do. They're trying to build a dictatorship and set the precedent. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's right, and I point that out in Biowarfare and Terrorism and also in my previous book last year, Destroying World Order. And remember, in that first USA Patriot Act, already sitting on Ashcroft's desk before September 11th, and you know before September 11th, Ashcroft was flying around in a private jet because he was told there was going to be a terrorist attack with airplanes. So all this had been planned. And they were going to move to suspend the writ of habeas corpus, which is all that really separates us from a police state. And that is what they have done now with respect to enemy combatants.
6166, yeah.
And that is also, of course, what they did to two U.S. citizens, Mr. Padilla and also Mr. Hamdi. They just rounded them up and threw them in military brigs. despite the common law and statutory right of habeas corpus.
Well, now let's be clear on the trick they play, and you're a leading lawyer and legal expert on many facets, but a lot of law professors and others, but I read it day one when it passed, even before the LA Times made its pronouncement, and I looked at it, and it's clear that the trick they play is when they arrest you, they say you're an enemy combatant, you're instantly stripped of U.S. citizenship just by the president, the defense secretary, or his designate, so then they can say, oh, no, we don't do this to U.S. citizens. Well, yeah, because when they grab you, you're no longer a U.S. citizen, and that's the trick they play.
Well, in the second USA Patriot Act, they did have a provision in there, yes, you are correct, that would have stripped native-born U.S. citizens of our citizenship. And the terrible thing in here is, of course, you had a foreigner, Viet Dinh, who teaches law, allegedly, at Georgetown Law School. We took this man in, and he's drafting legislation to strip native-born citizens of our citizenship. Now, someone was able to knock that out of the USA Patriot Act, too.
But in some of the White House memos, they're arguing that power, though.
That is correct. These Federalist Society lawyers, of which Dinh is a member, are arguing that the 14th Amendment does not really mean what it says it says, and therefore they can strip us of our U.S. citizenship. And Professor Yu at Berkeley, who is a war criminal on the faculty there, has argued the exact same point.
Let me ask you a question, Doctor.
And so you do have these, Alex, you're correct, these memoranda are there. And indeed, we also have members of the Bush administration who have publicly stated that Korematsu is still good law by the Supreme Court, which is technically correct. It's never been overturned. So in other words, they're taking the position that at some point in time, if they want to, they can unilaterally round up United States native-born citizens, as they did for Japanese Americans in World War II, and stick us into concentration camps. That's correct.
Now,
they haven't yet done it, but my guess is the papers have been drawn up. This actually was revealed by The Nation magazine during when Meese was attorney general. And Meese was the guy who gave many of these people their first job.
Yeah, that's
like
Rex
Roberts and Alito.
That's Rex 84.
Right. And those plans were already drawn up back then. And we know the FEMA camps are out there. So it's clear the Bush people, I guess they're waiting for some other terrorist attack, another anthrax attack, who knows what. And then they will proceed to invoke these emergency orders. Right.
And then we will proceed to kick their butt. Now, let me go back here to John Yu. You mentioned this guy because you've worked around these people, you've worked at the highest levels. I'm trying to understand the mindset of Hitler would torture people and have mass murder engaged in, but prosecute genocide, but he wasn't public about it. We look at John Yu, adding an addendum to the Gonzales torture memo, saying we can squeeze children's parts, but sexual organs with pliers. We can do it in front of their parents. And then Professor Castle in Chicago at a CFR meeting brings this up. We played the tape. He recorded it.
Right.
And this is a CFR member thinking that this is such a violation of everything that he's going to break the rules and record it. And John Yu goes, yeah, the president has that power. No, you murdering piece of trash. And by the way, his memos cause murders. They are murderers. You know, you pieces of filth. All of you, you cannot, and they are pieces of filth. I mean that rhetoric. Folks,
they clearly are war criminals, and they should be prosecuted and put in jail.
But that's
like
my question. How do they write memos about torturing children sexually? What is their major malfunction?
Well, in the case of Professor Yu, if I remember correctly, he came from originally from a foreign country where I can't remember if it was South Vietnam.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of foreigners ruling us.
Korea, right. And the same way with Viet Dinh. These are not native-born U.S. citizens. They come from totalitarian countries, and they come over here, and in order to get ahead, they adopt totalitarian practices, and they really don't know the first thing about what American democracy is supposed to be all about. But those are two of the key people here, Viet Dinh on the Patriot Act 1 and 2, which would have stripped us of our U.S. citizenship, and they could still try to do it. And then you, who is a war criminal and should be prosecuted, as well as Professor Goldsmith at Harvard Law School, where I went to show you how sick the whole system is. I was told that Harvard Law School was considering hiring Professor Goldsmith, who's a colleague of you and Din, and was up to his nose in torture, war crimes, disappearances, etc. And I made sure the entire faculty knew that this guy was up to his keister in torture, war crimes, disappearances, whatever, and they hired him anyway. And the dean of the law school then said how proud she was to have hired this guy. And when the Washington Post published one of his smoking guns, she repeated that she was really proud. So what we see also is infiltration, not just of the legal profession, but of legal education. And the Nazis did the exact same thing, too. They had their lawyers infiltrating law schools. One of the worst of the Nazi jurisprudes, Schmidt, Carl Schmidt, and he was the mentor to Leo Strauss, the founder of the neoconservatives. So the same phenomena that started out in Nazi Germany is happening here, and I exaggerate not. I have here in front of me the classic work by Hannah Arendt, The Origins of Totalitarianism, where she did the definitive study of Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia. And on page 145, she says, quote, "The first essential step on the road to total domination is to kill the juridical person in man," unquote. That's exactly what this category of enemy combatants developed by you and Goldsmith, Vietnam, and these other federal...
You're talking about dehumanization. First they dehumanize the group, and then they're going to start torturing and exterminating.
Well, they no longer have a legal personality. This is what the Nazis did to the Jews. And Professor Arendt, the late Professor Arendt here, wrote the definitive analysis of how they did this and how they got away with it.
And that's what they do with this habeas corpus attack.
That's right. The new, you mentioned the Military Commissions Act, now applicable to everyone down in Guantanamo or anyone they designate as an unlawful combatant. That's exactly right. It strips them of any legal personality whatsoever. Exactly what the Nazis did to the Jews before exterminating them. That's right. And that's what Professor Arendt was commenting on.
It's unbelievable that in the United States they could do something like this. The good news is there is a huge backlash against them. 80%+ of Americans in almost every poll you look at, it could be 80, 84, 86, depending on the scientific poll, hate these people, but they don't seem to care. And now the Democrats have come to power, and it looks like they're just going to gladly take the new powers, the unlawful powers that have been, quote, given to the presidency, and just continue running with it, Professor, Doctor.
I think that's correct, and I'm a political independent myself. I always have been, but it looks like the Democrats are just going to roll over and play dead. And so I guess we're talking about more organizing, third parties, more opposition, protests, demonstrations.
Let me ask you this question: where do you see it going? Why are the big defense contractors and the big banks that own this country, why do they, because they clearly made a decision pre-9/11, and of course the evidence is they orchestrated it and provocateured it, why have they made the conscious decision, because they already owned everything and had all this power, why have they made the decision to turn us into such a police state? Is it because they're blowing out the dollar? They need to fully seize us as an engine of global domination and imperialism? I mean, why are they really trying to forge us into the Fourth Reich?
Well, again, it's both at the same time. When they decided to start the wars against Afghanistan and Iraq for the purpose of controlling and dominating three-quarters of the world's energy supplies, they realized full well there would be an enormous backlash among the American people to such an act of hegemonial imperialism. And that the only way they were going to be able to continue to steal all this oil and gas in the Gulf and in Central Asia was to erect a police state here at home to suppress dissent. So I think you're right. They are interconnected.
Well, that's what I try to tell the good old boys who drive around in their cars, and they've called in here. I hear them on other shows. Well, we need that oil. Yeah, so what? Let's just kill all them Arabs. I go, wait a minute. Let's just say you're cold-blooded, you have that attitude. They have the view that they're somehow in the predator's cockpit and that they're going to get something out of this. I want to explain to them that if an Iraqi child's life is worthless to this elite, you're worthless. Your bank account is worthless. And this very same tyranny we're thrusting on others is going to come back home 7 times 7. And that what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. I mean, don't they understand that, Doctor?
Well, look what happened to Mr. Padilla. He was tortured, a U.S. citizen, in a military brig there in South Carolina. So that's what faces us all in the future, right? And they've tried very hard to extend that enemy combatant determination in the future to any United States citizen. So, sure, we could all be tortured, right? We could all be treated this way.
Stay there. Final segment, Doctor.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment here. We've got to get Dr. Boyle back up with us because we both want to warn the people. We're both desperate to warn you about the systematic tyranny that's upon us. Doctor, going back to the anthrax case, you know, you're going public. You've written a book about this. Clearly, it's an inside job. Clearly, a cover-up. Will anybody ever be brought to justice? I mean, how much more obvious is it with the White House on Cipro 3 weeks before it even shows up in the news that anthrax has been mailed? I think
we have to keep the pressure on Senator Leahy. He will apparently becoming the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He will have subpoena power and investigative power, and they did try to kill him. So if anyone would have motivation to try to get to the bottom of this, it would be Senator Leahy. But to give your listeners an idea of the police state tactics going on here, in the summer of 2004, an FBI agent and a agent with the CIA-FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force in Springfield showed up at my office and proceeded to interrogate me for 1 hour and tried to get me to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients, which I refused to do. As I told them, I said, hey, I'm a lawyer and a law professor. I'm not going to become an informant for the FBI. Whereupon,
well, that would violate your oath.
Of course, and my client's constitutional rights. Whereupon, they put me on all of the government's terrorist watch lists. There are four or five of them. To give an example what that means, a year ago, I was lecturing in Malaysia. I was flying in back into the country, Chicago O'Hare. And as I landed, there were two armed customs agents standing right on the jet port inspecting passports. And when I gave them my passport, they took me into custody. And that's that. I've been interrogated coming back into the country. I can't just get a boarding pass.
What do you do, though, when it's some sniveling person, I'm not being mean here, with a GED on a power trip poking at you, because it happens to me, too. I'm on the list. I'm like, your country's gone, you pathetic worm. Don't you understand the terrorists run the government? They did the attacks so they could train the American people how to be slaves?
Well, I think that's the point. You see, over the last 30 years of being a lawyer and a law professor, I've flown into many communist countries, dictatorial countries, et cetera, et cetera. And the truth is, none of them are as bad in mistreating me as my own country.
That's right.
I mean, even Cuba wasn't this bad when I went down to Cuba 20 years, or the Soviet Union, or Libya, or a lot of these other countries.
I know. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves.
So that, you know, that's what we're facing. So that's what they did to me.
We're out of time. In closing, 9/11, quickly, you don't buy that official story, do you?
No, of course not. It's clear Bush, Rice, Tenet, Ashcroft, they all knew a terrorist attack was coming, and they let it happen. And they let it happen because they wanted a war, and they wanted a police state. All the elements for a war against Afghanistan were there in place. Even the military forces in the Gulf were there on the scene. There were massive military forces in the Gulf, in the Atlantic, in the Mediterranean, in the Arabian Ocean before September 11th, poised for an attack. Whether it was going to be Afghanistan or Iraq would be decided by Bush and the rest of them.
We're out of time.
All this was planned and prepared well before September 11th. The war plan against Afghanistan goes back to at least 1998.
And so was the Patriot Act. So was the Patriot Act. I've got to get you back up for longer in the near future to talk about your new book, Biowarfare and Terrorism. I really want to thank you, Doctor, for coming on. Godspeed.
Well, thank you, and my best to everyone in your listening audience. And let's go on.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.